Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Facebook had a glitch that happened. Facebook users in wide numbers started deactivating their accounts after an embarrassing glitch basically happened. It was a bug that sent automatic friend requests to any profile page that you viewed that you weren't a friend of. So if you basically went on there snooping at somebody and you weren't their friend, the bug then sent a friend request. And one user said, this is a cool new Facebook fact. If you check somebody's Facebook that you're not friends with, it automatically sends a friend request for you. It's true because I'm now friends with my ex-husband's wife.
Oh God.
So she went on there looking at ex-husband's wife, and then they sent her friend request, and then they accepted. Now y'all locked in. She's like, you can't unfriend her.
And that's a big blunder.
Yeah, it is. That's embarrassing.
But how many people out there look through? Because Facebook is good for that.
It's
easier to find. It's easier to find people on Facebook than on other social media sites.
Yeah, because a name can go a long way,
and it can tie you to somebody else or whatever. You can find out who they are. And I didn't know this, but apparently, if you want to stop it from happening, Facebook apologized. They actually admitted it for the issue. It was triggered by an app update that happened, and it urged users to review their pending friend requests and activity log and cancel them. So if you go in there, if you're one of the people who peek at other people's accounts, go in your friend requests, because you're going to see a gang of them up there. And it answers a lot for me, because I've been getting some random ones.
Really?
And I'm because I think is a buddy of mine has like a high school reunion type of Facebook, and he promotes everything up there. So I think people see that, and then I might not be friends with them, and then they tap in or whatever to try and catch
up. People are snooping on you too,
and it sends a friend request. So you got to go in there and unfriend request those things if you don't want the embarrassing ones to go out.
Speaking of social media messing up and glitching, am I the only one that restarted their phone yesterday because of Instagram?
A million times.
I didn't know what was going on.
There was an Instagram glitch.
I was bugging. I thought I got hacked.
No. Everybody was going through it. They even responded and, said that it was something that they
were working
on. The
best part about
that
is when you go on Twitter. Yeah, I always go on Twitter to see, and they will immediately tell you.
Twitter, don't waste no time.
No. Making fun of IG is the best.
But I tried to not be moved by it. Yesterday was a big day because we were out doing the whole, the pay it forward thing. So I'm trying to do the videos, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to post it up. And then I went to Instagram after I went to my bank, account thing, and you always think somebody's hacking you.
Yeah.
So when I couldn't get it up, I was like, oh, my God, why is this app not working? And then I'm like, I'm not going to bug out about this. I'm like, if I bug out about Instagram being off, I'm worse than the internet trolls. So I sat down my phone, and then an hour later I came back, and it was still not refreshed.
Yeah.
And because I hadn't closed it out yet, closed it out, and it was working.
Yeah.
So I was trying not to freak out, because I didn't want to be one of them people.
I was one of those people yesterday. Because it's the weekend, and I'm, this is a good sound bad, but I'm stuck at home with the kids, and I need a little bit of an outlet. And
somebody just spoke about your thirst trap pictures out of the 786. It says, shout out to Meredith for her bikini pictures.
Yeah, so I was seriously responding to people going back and forth, and then that happened, and I was like, oh, man, this sucks. It was down for almost about, maybe 45 minutes.
Anybody who's going through the Facebook thing, they have the fix for you. If you're still worried, if you've been infected by that defect, you can go to facebook.com/friends, and then from there you click friend request in the left hand tab, and then follow the viewed send request, and you'll see the whole list of who has been requested. I went on, I remember I told, I wanted to plead the fifth. I told y'all that I was bullied in my freshman year by a certain person by the name of Todd Johnson.
He would do the Gurr thing, right? Yeah. The Gurr.
No, that was eighth grade. That was Tony Hoskins.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my damn. Bad.
Tony Hoskins was more of a fat shamer. Aww. He was anytime I went up to the board to do a problem, he'd be just bear noises. And then everybody would laugh or whatever. But Todd was the dude who was with Don Rucker when I went to Andrean High School, the Catholic high school, and he was the big football player. He didn't like this freshman dude when he was a junior trying to holler at his girl. And I wasn't even trying to holler at her, really. But he, tried to put me in a locker.
Oh.
He tried to jam. He tried to shove me in the locker. And I ain't fit.
Right.
But he tried.
Damn.
We got into a couple of, scuffles. So I wanted to find out, had he, been gone to prison or something or whatever.
Had to.
And I found him on Facebook, a couple weeks ago. And he has like some kids and stuff. He's like a dad. He still look evil.
Did he go to prison? Do you know?
I don't know. He didn't.
He didn't?
In my mind, I think he went to prison.
Okay.
But I'm saying, yeah, he didn't go to prison.
Look for like a gap in pictures. Like from 2015 to 2019, he was missing jail.
Yeah, definitely.
I just knew his evil ass got locked up. But now I'm like worried if Facebook sent him a friend
request.
You don't want
to be friends with him. Because
I don't want to be friends with him, but I also don't want him to know I was peeking at his page.
Yeah, so that's the worst.
I'm kind of like torn now because I'm like, yo, so I got to go on that. That's why I looked up the hack. Make sure you go on Facebook.com/friends and look at your friend request.
This is bad.
And then you can cancel them before the person gets them if they haven't accepted them already.
Oh, man.
Just to let you know. People working remotely have been under fire. They've been isolated. They've been bored. They've had fears about their future because, you know, it changed up the game as far as what we were used to with regular office working. But now there's been a rise in addiction. Cocaine, marijuana, benzodiazepine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Benzos.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a, you know what
pills,
that is?
Yeah.
Okay, so cocaine, marijuana, benzodiazepines, mm-hmm. and other drugs are no longer after-hours activities. A study estimates that the number of working-age Americans with substance abuse disorders have risen by 23%, with about 20% of workers admitting that they use recreational drugs while working remotely, also being under the influence during virtual meetings.
Oh, I believe
this isn't just alcohol, but now they're leaning on a lot of narcotics. 1 in 5 believe substance use has affected their work performance at home. They also say random workplace drug testing has risen 37%.
Wow.
From 2021 to 2022.
Oh, by the way, those benzos you were referring to are most likely Xanax.
That's a benzo?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, people are left to their own devices mm-hmm. at home. They don't really have anybody to directly report to, at least not like in a face-to-face manner. You could probably get pretty faded and no one will even know.
Yeah, no one's checking up on you.
But your work suffers too.
Right. It can.
Like your performance. Sure. That's what this is saying. It's saying their experts say that workday misuse frequently triggered by real-time professional stress that you would feel at the office, but now you're at home with the fixes that are right there at, you know, your disposal.
Right. You know what? It depends on what kind of job you do. Also, I mean, sometimes people are like, oh, I can do this, I can do that, and it makes me more creative. There's always an excuse.
People will say
that.
Yeah,
but you was hella creative before they let you do all of the benzos and all of that foolishness at the office. You was at the office before the pandemic. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
So now you at home and you get stressed, but you're like, hey, I got a pill bottle, or hey, I got a dollar bill rolled up, or whatever it is. I don't know. It says addiction specialists say that their treatment programs are over-enrolled in the wake of the pandemic because people who are trying to now go back to the office. One main reason why people don't want to return back to the office because they then have to go semi-cold turkey because now they don't have it at their disposal like
Damn.
That.
Yeah.
So, it is a downside of working remotely is that you're sitting at home and people think sipping, mm-hmm. but this is a little bit more.
I could see a lot of jobs, like you said, increase in the use and the practice of random drug tests.
Oh, yeah.
Like now a nurse just shows up at your house.
Yeah,
like,
or either you got to come into the office for a meeting and then they all got pee cups waiting for you right there and you didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you zooted up in the parking lot like, all right, let me go ahead and deal with Fred.
Not just meeting out.
Right. And they're like, yeah, you about to lose your job, buddy. Just to let you know. Want to feel bad about yourself, I'll introduce you to a guy named Clovis.
Clovis.
Clovis is 12 years old. I know this is going to be bad when you're shouting out a 12-year-old. 12-year-old has set the new record at Fullerton College in California as the youngest graduate. Clovis is 12.
Damn.
He said he was inspired by a 13-year-old in 2020 who was the previously youngest graduate at the school, Fullerton College. He also wanted to be the, he said, I didn't expect to beat him, but I wanted to at least tie him and try and get done by 13. He, on Monday, graduated with five associate degrees.
Jeez.
And he has a sixth that is planned for next year. At 9 years old, the boy came to Fullerton College as a special admit student. Fullerton is an open enrollment institution, and students that are from K through 8 before graduation of high school can actually go to the college under a special process. That's why they called him a special admit. But the boy has different careers in mind. He said he'd like to be an aerospace engineer, or he wants to be a pilot, or in pediatrics.
Wow.
I mean, he can do whatever anything he wants, really, at
I
this
mean,
point.
You're 12.
Yeah.
Man.
This makes me feel stupid.
Like, what? That's what I mean, though. Like, it makes me feel bad. Because, I mean, he got five working on six. I ain't got one.
Mm. Yeah.
At least you got one.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I left.
You're like, bye.
I ain't get the paper. You know? And so, like, I'm looking at this. Like, they talking about what kind of a career he wants. He could do anything he wants to do. But what do you do in the downtime? That's what I'm worried about. Like, he's 12.
Yeah.
He's probably going to go for a doctorate.
He's going to have another degree at 13.
Yeah.
So that'll be six associate degrees. But you can't be a medical doctor at that young age.
You know what he should do?
You can't pilot anything at that young age for any kind of aerospace engineer. You could work in the back room, maybe.
He should be a kid. He should go in Little League and scrape his knee and
that
play
might mess
football
up stuff, though.
Good. You got to experience that side of it, too, because
if not,
the kid will burn out, because then it'll just be school, 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 and then into your field. Got to be a jit.
Unless they're bored, you don't want them to be completely bored in school either. That's probably why he's doing this.
His name is Clovis Hung, by the way.
Oh. Hung?
Which means he probably is Asian.
Well, that makes sense.
I mean, William Hung, you know, like who was on like She Bangs, She Bangs.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it might be something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Clovis is, he out here setting the bar. Like, well, I just said, let's say he's done with school at 14. Like 14, 15.
He's already going to be bullied.
Like,
now his name
you
is
can't do anything in life but go play. Like, because you can't join the workforce. You can't get married. You can't,
start,
earn no money.
He could start a business. He probably, you know, like a tech, whatever. Whatever you want to do, I'm sure he's thinking of it.
At 15.
Yeah, he could start a business. And by the time he's 18, be rolling in the dough.
That's that pressure, boy.
It is.
Like, you ain't doing a lemonade stand with a whole bunch of degrees out there. Like, he got to get him a job. and how do you, I mean, again, I always ask this, if you're the parents of that kid,
mm-hmm.
how do you tell that kid? Like, you got to be the best parent ever to keep that respect level where that kid is not over-talking you.
Yeah.
Like, telling you, like, well, Mom, you don't know what you're talking about because I studied that. Like, you know, it's like sometimes you just got to watch him out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you read it and you know the answer, still that's your mama and she ain't got a degree.
For
but
sure.
You know what? Shut your mouth.
You got to check the little genius every now and then. Like, shut up, Clovis.
Right.
Punch
you
don't know
chest.
How to drive.
Shut up, Clovis. You still need me to drop you off at your sleepover?
Yeah.
Shut up, Clovis.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.